Sudbury.com runs a weekly list of things that are going on locally, both in person and virtual. If you're planning a performance, class, presentation, exhibit, fundraiser, initiative or other event in Greater Sudbury, send the details to calendar@sudbury.com so we can spread the word. More local events can also be found on Sudbury.com's events page. TNO presents Le Château Intérieur Feb. 22-24. Actor Pierre Paquette invites you into his château intérieur, his interior castle, or if you prefer, his soul, where literary works that have shaped his life and remain with him to this day are preserved. Monologues, poems and stories are brought together in a bouquet, in a performance infused with profound humanity. An ode to the writings that inspire us to laugh, cry and reflect. Words that leave an indelible mark on us. Scripts that sometimes change our lives. I am fundamentally a performer, said Paquette. My art consists in taking someone's words and putting them into the ear of someone else, in this case the audience. And to achieve this, I have to make the words my own. They have to become a second skin. For the actor, the metamorphosis occurs when the word becomes embodied. That is theater. The Théâtre du Nouvel Ontario show runs Feb 22-24 at Place des Arts. The show is partially in English. English surtitles are available at the 2:30 p.m. show on February 24. Purchase tickets online here. Capriel Winter Carnival Feb. 23-25. The Capriel Winter Carnival runs February 23-25. Activities include a fish fry, kids' games, inflatables, crafts, vintage snowmobiles, pasta dinner, comedy night, a pancake breakfast and more. Buttons cost $5 and are available at Capriel Businesses. A full schedule of events is available online here. African Cabaret Feb. 24. The African Cabaret is here to celebrate Black History Month on February 24 at 6 p.m. at the Steelworkers Hall. The event will feature African food, a fashion show and master drummer and instrumentalist, Djeli Tapa. African tradition is a large part of Sudbury history, and many immigrants arrive in Canada and seek the help of event host Contact Intercultural Francophone de Sudbury, CIFS, to start on the right foot. The organization helps new Canadians find employment, housing, daycare options and more, in order for them to get into the job market. Funds raised by the African Cabaret help make these services possible. Tickets are $50 for adults, $35 for students and seniors over 65, and $20 for children. A table of 8 can be purchased, and tickets to the February 24 event are found here. Comedian Sumit Swami Feb. 24 Sudbury Performance Group presents Comedian Sumit Swami at Trevi Bar & Grill. Come join SPG for an evening filled with laughter and entertainment as the hilarious Sumit Swami takes the stage. Get ready to roll on the floor with laughter as he shares his unique perspective on life, relationships, and everyday situations. The event runs 5-9:30 p.m. February 24 at the Trevi. Purchase tickets online here. City of Lakes Music Society Concert Feb. 24 presenting music from the mid-20th century, the City of Lakes Music Society concert entitled Music from the Ashes, marking the 75th anniversary of NATO features music by Sergei Prokofiev, Darius Milhaud, Hens, John Weinzweig, Hans Werner Henze, Samuel Barber, and Ralph Vaughan Williams. Performing on the concert are pianist Dr. Charlene Biggs, soprano Nicole Glover, violist Dr. Jamie Arrowsmith, clarinetist Brenda Arrowsmith, and the Sudbury Guitar Trio, Keenan Comartin, Matthew Gould and Alan Iserief. This concert takes place on Saturday, February 24 at 7:30 p.m. at St. Peter's United Church, 203 York Street. Admission at the door is $25 general, $20 seniors and students. Free for children under 12. For more information, contact info at cityoflakesmusicsociety.ca. Coldest night of the year. Feb. 24. The coldest night of the year is a winterific family-friendly walk in support of local charities serving people experiencing hurt, hunger, and homelessness. Join the Samaritan Center for the event on February 24. Team up, fundraise, walk, and take a moment to look closer, because it's cold out there. The Sudbury event starts at the Sudbury Watersports Center, running 4-7 p.m. Register online here. Snow Day. Feb. 24. The city of Greater Sudbury invites residents to a free outdoor family celebration on Snow Day, Saturday, February 24, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. near the Grace Hartman Amphitheater in Bell Park. Activities include snowshoeing, skating, snowboarding, and much more. There will be a warming area and fire pits, free hot chocolate, entertainment, change tables, and nursing stations for families with babies and young children. Transportation to Bell Park will be free aboard GOVA Transit when passengers inform the bus operator they are attending Snow Day. Free helmets and equipment for activities will be available for loan at Bell Park. Meals and snacks may be purchased from food vendors. Snow Day activities may change depending on weather conditions. Please check for updates on X or Facebook. Nickel Masonic Lodge Open House. Feb. 25. Nickel Masonic Lodge 427 of Sudbury is holding an open house Sunday, February 25 at 3 p.m. The event takes place at Temple Court, 845 Regent Street. Nickel Masonic Lodge is one of the oldest Masonic lodges in Ontario. It was formed in 1892 and is as old as the old city of Sudbury itself. Light refreshments will be available. Polar Plunge. March 2. The Greater Sudbury Police Service's annual Polar Plunge for Special Olympics Ontario is set to go March 2 in the icy waters of Ramsey Lake, but the event will look slightly different this year. That's because due to the decidedly unwintry weather this season, ice conditions aren't conducive to having dozens of people standing on it. So this year, the Polar Plunge will be held at the south parking lot of Paris Street instead. The event will be in support of law enforcement torch run and Polar Plunge for the Special Olympics. Participants are encouraged to register online and then collect pledges from friends and supporters. Fish Pond. March 7 to 16. After having operated for many years at the Southridge Mall, the John Hazen Memorial Fish Pond is moving to a new location. The fish pond will operate at the Lockerbie Legion March 7 to 16. It operates 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day, with the exception of March 16, when the fish pond wraps up at 12 p.m. The pond, which is stocked with rainbow trout, is the Sudbury Game and Fish Protective Association's main fundraiser. GNO presents Beneath the Willow Tree exhibit until March 8. Filmed in Lake Ontario, this video envelops the viewer by footage of a figure attempting to drown, not yet succeeding or failing. Through the sound of the water, the viewer can hear echoes of Ophelia's songs that linger as her words of truth in her world. Research on female characters who have died by voluntary drowning following feelings of alienation has led the artist Rahab Essay to work on Ophelia's symbolic death. The suicide of Virginia Woolf is another starting point for the artist's work, wondering how her descent into madness and sudden lucidity were confirmation of her departure. Considering alienation as a cause of depression for women has prompted further questioning for the artist about the borders between madness, depression, euphoria, and ecstasy. Learn more online here. Oscars Party at Sudbury Indie Cinema. March 10. With the 96th Annual Academy Awards slated for March 10, Sudbury Indie Cinema is set to host a fun-filled evening on Oscars night that will serve to not only celebrate the best in cinema but also mark two milestones for the first arthouse, independent cinema in northeastern Ontario. One of the special guests in attendance March 10 will be Canadian indie darling Valerie Behaguer. Also traveling to Sudbury especially to attend this event is Sudbury-born film success story All Phones Attitui. This year's Oscar party has a vintage Hollywood dress-up theme and will be catered by Verdicchio's. Early bird pricing is available until February 29. Tickets are available online here. Art Gallery of Sudbury off-site programming. Winter 2024. The Art Gallery of Sudbury's Bell Mansion home has been temporarily closed for structural analysis since last fall. Winter art education programs have been relocated to Laurentian University's School of Education building. The gallery shop has been relocated to 174 Elgin Street. People can also check out several off-site Art Gallery of Sudbury exhibits. Check out the art of Wallace Gillard at the Laughing Buddha until April 23. An exhibit by Francine Robillard at Sudbury Theatre Centre also runs through until March 14. Isabelle Michaud exhibits at Pinchman's until May 14. Pierogies and cabbage rolls. Mondays to Fridays. Fresh pierogies and cabbage rolls are available for pickup from Monday to Friday at the Ukrainian Seniors Center. Place your order by phoning 705-673-7404.